Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It's truly an honor to be here today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, hallelujah. I am just excited today for the word that the Lord put in my spirit. The Bible declares that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name, for God is worthy. For all the praise that he's worthy, for all the honor, we give honor to him. We lift him up today. We praise him because he is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. There's no one faithful than him. He is faithful. He's kind. He's gracious. He's merciful. Oh, hallelujah. I can go on and on and on. I'm just excited. I'm excited. Today, I want to talk about the power. This last Sunday, it was the church. The body of Christ celebrate the day of Pentecost. So I'm going to take out some time and discuss the day of Pentecost to you today. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. We honor you this evening, God. We lift you up. We praise you, God. We thank you for those that have tuned in for a word from you, God. Ask that you speak through me, God. That I pray that I decrease while you increase, oh God. I pray that you speak a spoken word to your people, God. Today, we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. I was thinking about the power that God told the disciples to go to Jerusalem. He told them to stay in Jerusalem, go and wait for the promise that he had been talking about. And so we're going to come from the book of Acts, Acts, the first chapter, first and second chapter. I'm just going to sort of summarize it a little bit for you. But I'm just excited because sometimes we sort of overlook God's word. Sometimes we're not really mindful of what his word really teaches. And so today I want to talk about that power. I want to talk about that dunamis power, that power to live right, the power that's able to be bold for God. We need that power. Many people is walking around without the power. The Bible says that they have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power therein. So we know that when Jesus said that we were going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire, oh, hallelujah, he was saying that we were going to be baptized with the power, that we were going to be endowed with the power of God, the Spirit of God, the living God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead is the same power that dwell and live within the saints today. And so I realize that we have that power, but many people is not exercising their power. They're not exercising the authority that God has given them. And so a lot of times the power that lays within dormant within us. But we have to begin to have a relationship with that power, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity of God. We have to have a relationship with him. And I am guilty of many times where I acknowledge, I know they're all one, but I acknowledge Jesus, I acknowledge God, but sometimes I just forget about acknowledging the Holy Spirit, knowing that he's the one that dwells within me. He is the one that produces the fruit. He is the one that's doing the molding and shaping. He's the one that's picking the tares out of the wheat. He is the one. He's the one that's doing the work. He's the one that does direct our footsteps, and we are guided by the Spirit of God. And so we have to be aware. We have to be aware that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and we have a person. We have the power of God living within us. And so to say that is the day the day of Pentecost. Now, before Jesus ascended into heaven, we know that he had resurrected from the grave. It was during the week of the Passover, and so he had resurrected from the grave. The Bible says that he spent about 40 days among the disciples, over 500 some people seeing Jesus. They seen him. The disciples seen the nail that was pierced in his hand. They seen that the nail that was pierced, the hole that was in his feet, in his side was pierced. They seen this. And so when they saw this, they knew that Jesus was the real deal. Oh, hallelujah. That Jesus was the true Messiah. And so Jesus, you know, it wasn't enough for them to see all these things and see him resurrect from the grave and see him ascend back to heaven. But Jesus said that he was told them to wait in Jerusalem and wait for the promise that he promised them. And that promise and that gift was the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Okay, and so let's look at Luke in the book of Luke, the third chapter, 16 verse. It says everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. Many people thought John the Baptist was the Messiah, but he was not. He was the person that was going to prepare the way for the people. You see, John baptized with water, but Jesus, hallelujah, he baptized us with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist, he baptized people for the forgiveness of their sin, for the washing of their sin. But Jesus, he baptized us with the Holy Spirit, and he came that we can be forgiven. Okay, so what John the Baptist was doing, he could not take away the sins, okay? But Jesus, hallelujah, the Messiah, the Savior, the Sovereign and King, hallelujah, he took away our sins. Okay, so it says that John answered their questions by saying, I baptize you with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not worthy to be his slave and untie the straps and his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Okay, and so many times, so we see John the Baptist, he's telling the people this, but Jesus, he spoke of it many a times to the disciples. Many times they did not understand what he was saying, and everything was being revealed to them within time. And so the day of Pentecost is the 50th day between the ascension of Jesus and the 50th day where the saints celebrate Pentecost. Actually, that day was called the Jewish people celebrated the 50th day after Passover as the Feast of the Weeks. Okay, that's what the Jewish native, they celebrated the 50th day after Passover. They called it the Feast of the Weeks. They called it the Spring Harvest Festival. But the disciples, they adopted the 50th day after Passover as the coming of the Holy Spirit, the coming of the gift that God had already told them to stay in Jerusalem, go to the upper room, and to wait there. He told them that just go there. He said the promise was going to come. And so they adopted that day as the body of Christ. Now we celebrate it as the arrival of the Holy Spirit that came to fill the disciples, to fill us today. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. If you confess Jesus, Lord Jesus, with your mouth and believe him in the heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you shall be saved. So we have that power. It took me a long time to understand what that power was. Many times I knew that I had the power of God in me, but I didn't really understand to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you have to welcome the Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I ask you direct my footsteps today, wherever you want me to go, whatever person or people that you want me to minister to. You know, it is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that draws the people. He's the one that does all the works for the disciples. And the book of Acts, they was governed by the Holy Spirit. They was led by the Holy Spirit. I can't remember one of the disciples, but he said, the Bible says that they wanted to enter into one city, but the Holy Spirit would not allow them to enter there. Okay, the Holy Spirit would not allow them to enter there, and so we have to know that we have that power. So, the power. Why do we need the power? We need the power. Hallelujah. We need the power to live right. We need the power to be able to be ready for those that may refute the gospel. We need the power on our job. We need the power on in our schools. We need the power of God. We need the power of God. We need the power of God. And one thing about the power of the Holy Spirit, we don't lay it down. Oh, hallelujah. But when people see us, hallelujah, we're bringing the power, the Spirit with us. Okay, that we are bringing the Spirit with us. We're bringing the Spirit of God with us. We don't lay it down. And we don't lay it down. We are filled, hallelujah, with the dunamis power of God. The power. Without the power and the endowment of the Holy Spirit, we are useless people. We are useless without the power. Okay, it wasn't until the disciples received the power when they began to do signs, miracles, and wonders. But signs, miracles, and wonders began to follow them. Peter, we see him, he was scared. He had denied Christ, okay? Okay, he had an anger issue. You know, he had all types of issues going on. I recall when they tried to cast out a demon and a man's son, and they could not do it. But once the power of God came upon them, they were bold for God. They was on fire for God. They could not be persuaded not to follow God. And then the Bible says that many people gave their lives to Christ. They was bold in spite of persecution. The Bible talks about how the church scattered at the persecution of Stephen. Yet they still was bold for Christ. You know, they got whipped. They got, you know, many times they was in jail. A lot of them got martyred, you know, but yet they did not allow their situation to detour them from trusting and believing in God. They had the power of God. They had the power of God. They had the power of God. And so Jesus, he tells them in the book of Acts, he tells them, he said, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift. He promised, as I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is in the book of Acts, okay? We see Jesus in the book of Acts, he had already resurrected from the grave. He's talking with his disciples, okay? And then it says that, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? You know, I really didn't want to talk about that, but, you know, again, here they go. They didn't see Jesus resurrected, and they still, you know, talking about the earthly kingdom. Okay, they're asking, when are you going to, you know, overthrow the Roman Empire and, you know, and then you be our king, you know? Yet Jesus, you know, he replied, you know, really, I know Jesus said, you don't get it. You know, Jesus, his kingdom was spiritual. It was not earthly. You know, it was not carnal. It was spiritual. It was a spiritual kingdom that Jesus had, that he came to prepare the people for, okay? And so it says, the Father alone has the authority to set those days and times, and they are not for you to know, but you will receive. There you go. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness. Now, you see, Jesus, he just ignored what they had said and said, you know what? Just go to Jerusalem. Wait there for the promise. You will have power. Okay? And the one thing that the Holy Spirit does, He brings all things to remembrance. Like a lot of times we read the word of God, and I go through a lot of scriptures, I read a lot of scriptures, I try to remember a lot of scriptures, but a lot of times those scriptures do not stick with me. But the Holy Spirit is the one that brings those scriptures to my remembrance, and when I need them, okay, they're like stored up. So I just thank God for the Holy Spirit today. So it says, and then he says, once the Holy Spirit come upon you, okay, then you will be my witness and telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Okay, and so Jesus telling them, okay, in order for you to be my witness, okay, you have to be endowed with the power of God. Okay, the Bible talks about, because we have tools. Okay, we have tools, and it says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Okay? 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, talking about Jesus, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Okay, so we know that Jesus had power. We had all power, okay? And Jesus knew that if he left without sending the Comforter, that we would be useless. Okay, many, we know that even when he had died, many of the disciples went back to their occupation. Okay, many was really heartbroken. They had, you know, they, I know many of them, they just say, you know, hey, we, you know, what is this Jesus that we follow? And now he's just like, you know, like mere man, like he just have died. Now, you know, we're just here alone. And so Jesus had to send the Comforter. He had this in the Holy Spirit, okay? And so the Bible says in the second chapter of Acts, it says on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place, okay? So we see that there was the disciples, but also there was like 120 more people that followed Christ, okay? They was all in the upper room. And so suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you filled today? Do you want to be filled today? Oh, hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? And began speaking in other language as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem, okay? And so we see that people saw the power of God. People that was walking by saw the power. They heard all the noise, and they was in there praising God and speaking in all different types of tongues and languages. And the people from all native came out, because we know this was the day that the Jewish people were celebrating the Feast of the Week. Okay, so we know that the streets was crowded, you know, and so people heard the noise. People heard them. And so they came to see what was the noise, what was the praising God about. And of course, if you read the chapter of Acts, the second chapter, it talks about how many critics were standing by and said, "Oh, they must be full of wine." And here comes Peter, hallelujah, bold. Now he's bold for God. You know, he was so timid to the point where even one of the servant girls was saying, "Ain't you the one when Jesus was being crucified? Ain't you the one that was following Jesus?" Even less timid, he was very timid. The servant girl said, "Ain't you the one that was following Jesus?" He said, "Oh no, I don't know that man." And the Bible said that he was swearing and cursing, but yet we see that he's on fire. Hallelujah for God. He's on fire for God. We need the power of God. We need the power of God. We need to exercise the power of God. Hallelujah. It was until the baptism of the Holy Spirit filled the disciples, they began to do signs, miracles, and wonders. They began to start healing people. Oh, hallelujah. Peter, in the first 12 chapter, begins with Peter healing people, bringing Dorcas back alive. Oh, hallelujah. The beggar that sat at the gate of Beautiful made the crippled man to walk, okay? And so we see it was not just until that power of God came upon them, they was able to do power and do the works for God, do works for God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind," okay? Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." Oh, hallelujah. You know, we need that power to come up and fight those giants in our lives. We need the power so God can tear down those strongholds. We need those power, hallelujah, to call those things and be there as though they were. We need that power, hallelujah, in our homes when the enemy tries to protect our, come up against our children, come up against our mind. We need, hallelujah, we need that power. We can't live without you, Holy Spirit. We need the power. We need the power of God. Hallelujah. We need the spirit of wisdom. That's what the Holy Spirit is called. The spirit of life. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of truth. We need you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Father. Hallelujah. 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 The spirit of the Son. We need the Holy Spirit. We need that power. Okay? We can't live without that power. Okay? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words," hallelujah, "but in power," but in power, hallelujah. It says in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed." And see, sometimes we got to stand up in the midst of people that try to come up and refute the gospel, and we need to say, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And that means you as well. To everyone who believes, is the power of God. Philippians 3:10 says, Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to death. Wherever we go, we need that power. Hallelujah. Whatever we need, wherever we go, we need the power of God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless his name. We need the power of God, saints. Okay, and so we see that Peter, he was so bold, he began to preach the gospel. Okay, he began to preach the gospel, and then someone, and then he began to take a stand for the gospel. He said, "The last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit." Excuse me. He said, so Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about this." Hallelujah. Look at Peter being bold for God. "These people are not drunk as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel." So this day was predicted. It was predicted by the prophet Joel, okay? And it said, "In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. You sons and daughters will prophesy," okay? Okay, "your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, okay? Your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike." Hallelujah. "And they will prophesy." Servants will be prophesying, okay? "And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Okay? This power that God has given us, this dunamis power. You know, you have the power. You have the power. You don't have to allow the enemy to dominate you. No, no, no. Why? Because you have the power of God that lives within you. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to lay there and be sick. Why? Because you have the power of God within you. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy is after your faith. The enemy is after your faith, and he's after your confession. Okay? Okay? And, you know, and so we have the power of God. I remember one day I was laying on the couch, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Don't let the fire burn out. Don't let the fire burn out." Okay? We are to always keep that fire burning for God, okay? God is the one that opens our mouth with good things. He fills our mouth. He will prepare us, okay? For every battle, he prepares us for every battle. Hallelujah. He's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. He's just awesome. He's an awesome God. We serve an awesome God, okay? And God has not left you. I know it's still in my spirit that someone is listening, that they feel like they've been carrying a load, their load all by themselves. But God has not left you. God is right there with you. Okay, God is holding you in the midst of your storm that you're going through. Sometimes we may not feel God, but he's right there with you. Okay, he's right there with you. And so we need the power to even get up in the morning and tell God, "Thank you. Thank you for allowing us." We need the power of God. Okay, the spirit that came on the day of Pentecost, you know, we need to embrace it because it's ours. Hallelujah. It was a gift. It was a promise by God, okay? And so God has given us that spirit of adoption, hallelujah, whereby we cry, what? Abba, hallelujah, Abba, Father. It's yours today. It's yours today. God is faithful, hallelujah. I'm just excited. I was just excited about the teaching and excited about the studying about the day of Pentecost. And we know, I always knew about, I mean, I read it many a time, and I knew about the day of Pentecost, but I just wanted to review it because many people don't know what the day of Pentecost is really about. And so we distinguish it from the Feast of the Week, from the day of Pentecost. And so we know that us as saints, we celebrate it as the arrival of the Holy Spirit. The Jewish people, the one that's still waiting on the Messiah to come, they celebrate it as the Feast of the Week, or the Spring of the Harvest, or one of them. So I just wanted to talk about the power that God has given us. And so I just want you to embrace it today because God has given it to you. And once God has given it to you, it's yours. And God bless you. I pray that you truly was blessed by the message today. And you just stay encouraged. You know, God is faithful. I know a lot of we look at the news and look up around us. A lot of things that's going on in this world. But you know, you have the power. Our position is just to pray for our nation, pray for the world, pray for the people, pray for our children. We just pray. We need to pray. This is a time of prayer. People to intercede for people. This is the time to pray. So anyway, I pray that you was blessed by the word. God bless you. And I love you, and so do God. Hallelujah.